Blog Talk Radio.
Out handling business, so I'm standing in for him for a minute.
Amen.
Amen.
So how are you today, Sylvia?
I am good. I am blessed.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's good. Amen. So it looked like, let me see, who is this? Look like some more intercessors are tuning in today. Let's see who this is. Good morning. Good afternoon. Hello.
Good morning. Good afternoon. How are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful. How are you? Who's calling in?
This is Shatwan. I'm doing wonderful, out running errands, but I'm still doing good.
All right. It's a blessing. Amen. How's the weather in Chicago?
It's cold.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, all right, all right. Well, we ain't going to waste no time, amen. We're going to get on and start the show, amen. And just go on and see what the Lord's going to do today, amen. So, Sister Sylvia, you feel like taking us to the King today?
Yes, sir. Let me just walk away for a second. Father God, we thank you for today, Father. We honor you. We give you praise and honor for just allowing us to wake up and see this day, Father. We thank you, Lord, that our minds are stayed on you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for loving us first, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the plan of salvation, Father. We thank you, Lord, oh God, for just keeping us, oh Lord, as we slept last night, Father, and keeping us, oh Lord, as we go about our daily journey, God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us, God. Oh, Father, we come, God, repenting of our sins, oh God, those things that are unpleasing to you, those things that hinder us from drawing close to you, Father. Oh, Father, we lay them down, oh God. We change our mindsets, oh God. Oh, God, that we'll have the mind of Christ, oh God. Oh, God, that we will walk in obedience. God. Oh, God, that we will be pleasing to you, oh, Lord. Oh, God, that we will be attentive to your heart, God. Oh, Father, we thank you for today, God. God, we thank you for those in the nursing home, oh, God. Oh, God, shout love, oh God. Touch those, oh God, that need healing in their bodies, oh God, that need healing in their mind, oh God. Oh God, for you said even in old age, oh God, that you're still God, oh God, and that you still love them, oh Lord. So Father, just shower them with your love, oh God. Oh God, those in the jail, the prison system, Father, we lift them up to you, Lord. Oh God, cover their minds, oh God. Keep them safe, oh God. Even there, Lord, keep them safe, oh God. And Father, cover them with the blood of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, give them a desire, oh God, to know you for themselves, oh God. Oh God, to change their hearts and their minds, oh God. Oh God, that they may be saved, oh God. Oh God, that they may give you the glory, oh God. Realizing, Lord, that you have probably saved them from many things, God. Even in that situation, Lord, we thank you and we give you the glory, God. Oh Father, we lift up our children to you, Lord. Oh God, we lift them up. Oh, God, keep them, oh, God. Keep their minds, oh, God. Keep their hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, close off their hearing, oh, God, from the enemy, oh, God, that they may not hear what the enemy is speaking into their spirit, oh, God. Oh, God, let them recognize, oh, God, when it's his voice and when it's yours, oh, God. Oh, God, every lie that he tells, oh, God, let them know truth from lies, oh, God. So, Father, we bind his hand right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we cover them, oh, Lord, with the blood of Jesus, oh, God. Keep them, oh, Lord, as they go about their journey, oh, God, in the schoolhouse, oh, God, even in their transportation, oh, God. Oh, God, keep them, God, from all harm and danger. God, even any freak accident, oh God, that might come, oh God, that try to take them out, oh God, but Lord, keep them, oh God, and cover them, oh Lord. Oh Father, we thank you right now, God, for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we have access to come into your throne, oh God. Oh God, to bow before you, oh God, to enter your court with thanksgiving and praise, God. We thank you, Lord. Let us not take it take you for granted, oh God, but let us honor you in all that we do and say, Father. We thank you right now, God. Cover us and keep us, oh God, in your precious arms, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Bless you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Shatwan, you want to pray for us today, too, as well? Tell the Shatwan. I guess she chimed out, amen. Amen, amen. Oh, my goodness, let's see who this is. Let's see. If you got a testimony, you can call in at area code 646-564-9818. Again, the number is area code 646-564-9818. If you have a testimony, amen, call in and let us know, amen, for the Bible tells us people, we overcome by the word of the Lamb. I mean, by our testimony, amen. Maybe somebody needs to hear your testimony, amen. So call in and let us hear your testimony, amen. We got some callers in queue, amen, but you got to press 1, amen. So press 1 on your keypad, amen. And join in with us, amen. Apostle will be on shortly. Amen. Sister Silver, you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still with you, Prophet.
Amen. Amen. I guess ain't nobody got no testimony, but I just really and truly just thank God who is my life. Amen. I thank God for Apostle trusting me to start this show out for him today. Amen. Talking about testimonies. Oh, my goodness. There are so many testimonies, amen, that I have that God has done for me. Amen. I just thank God for giving me a healing, a miracle in my body. Amen. I just thank God for life, health, and strength on today. I just thank God for the things that he's doing, not only in my life, but the things that he is doing for PSMI. Amen. So I just really just thank God. He didn't have to do it. Amen. All because he is just God. In spite of myself and in spite of the things I have done and said, amen, God has looked beyond my fault and yet met my needs. So I just really and truly thank God. I just thank God for my mama. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How he's working on her. Amen. Not only that he's working on her, but he's working on my family as well. So I just really and truly just thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You, Lord.
I just thank God for deliverance on today. Hallelujah. I don't know what nobody else thinks, but I just thank God for life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not only just for life, but I'm full in my right mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But he allowed us to live. He allowed us to live what other folks died with. Hallelujah.
Thank
God. Should have been wiped out.
Thank
Hallelujah. But he allowed grace and mercy to step up in my defense. So I thank God for that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We got the boards lit up. Amen. Ain't nobody press 1. Amen. So they can come in and tell a testimony. Amen. We're talking about what God has done for you, not what man done for you, but what God has done for you, lady. Oh, my goodness. Here goes somebody. They didn't press 1. Hold on. Let's see. Sylvia. Amen.
Sylvia, how you doing?
Hi, Bertha.
Hey, Bertha.
I'm not at home. I'm babysitting my two great nieces. But I came in, I snuck away from them just to tell them the goodness of the Lord. Like you, I thank God that he is my life. When I first got saved, I used to say I thank God who is the head of my life. But the more I began to grow and mature in the Lord, he became my life. Then I began to walk in complete wholeness and love of God. So my life is his life, and his life is my life. And I just thank God that as I look back over my life, I don't have to go back down 50 or 16 years ago, but just last year, thank God that I'm not where I was last year, that I have drawn closer to God. I thank God for the teachings that has gone forth over the radio and even in True Christian Assembly, because it made me understand me. God revealed me through the teachings. Yes. And let you know that even the apostles went through some things. They didn't have a perfect life. And if they had to suffer and go through things for the ministry, we're going to have to do the same things. Last year I was dealing with a cigarette smoking habit that I had been trying to break and break and break and praying and fasting and crying. But November the 18th, God delivered me. I trust God with my fears. I trust him to be greater than my fears. I went in the spirit realm of darkness, fought that demon of nicotine, and I came out not only with victory, but I'm walking in freedom, smoke-free. Not bashing no cigarette smokers, but you get delivered when you feel it during showtime. But I became desperate to be set free of that thing because that was the work I needed to do. And I needed to do it, and I didn't need people looking at me saying, how can you do this when you doing this? I needed to be free of God, as Paul said, so when they saw me, they see Jesus, not further, but the God and his glory that lives inside of me. And I didn't want anything deteriorating me from where God wanted to be, me to be, and I didn't want anything taken away from the glory that God has in me. Because I am his earthly glory in this earth. And I thank God that he called me and chose me, sanctified me, and filled me with the baptism of his Holy Ghost and fire to walk this earth and be a witness and a testimony of his goodness, of his deliverance, and how he can and truly set you free. When you have a made up mind to be free, God will set you free. But you got to want it for yourself. And I give him all the glory. And I give him all the honor and the praise for today. That's my testimony. I'm free. I'm free and I'm walking in victory.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God.
My goodness. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like God.
Amen.
Nobody do you like the Holy Ghost.
Oh,
hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Can't
nobody
save Mama,
God.
Mama, fat baby. Can't nobody thank you for the Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Buddha can't even save you.
Jesus.
Nobody like that.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to your name, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Worthy.
You can't find nobody like the Lord. I don't care. I don't care where you go. You ain't going to never find nobody like the Lord. Amen. So you need to come
let somebody
know God is yet still. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you just in case you didn't get that number, that number is area code 646-564-9811. We're going to fast forward so you can get it in. The area code is 646-564-9811. Call in and let somebody know that God is yet still able. Somebody is going through the same thing that you're going through. The same thing that you've been through, somebody's going through it. And somebody needs to know that God can bring them out. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Somebody's going through in their bodies. Hallelujah. Somebody's going through in their mind. Somebody's children is coming through. Somebody's husband is acting a fool. Somebody want to give up all because the church. It's turned their back on them. But somebody needs to know that God can bring them out.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. He's faithful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
He said, yea, though I went through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. He was testifying. Even Job testified. Hallelujah. Even prophet Elijah testified. Even Moses testified. These are testimonies. somebody has been trying, sitting in their belly, hello somebody, and they have experience. They have an experience with God. They know that God can bring them out.
Amen. Amen.
The same time Jesus. The believers have stepped away from testimony. They got up now, they testifying, telling all their business. That ain't a testimony. A testimony is something that you know you couldn't do yourself, and you know couldn't nobody bring you out but God.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
She went everywhere, high and low, looking for a position. She couldn't find nobody, but she heard it. It was a man passing by. So God, she sees. Shundo, she heard Jesus was passing by.
Like
she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I would be made
whole. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Nobody
but you know, they let Jezebel silence their testimony. They let Jezebel shut their mouth. They let church folks shut their mouth. But I'm here to tell you, you don't let nobody dictate to you what God has done for you.
Amen.
I was a whore. I was out there real bad, but God saved me. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Jesus.
He's able. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Glory to your holy name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Come on and testify.
Nobody like that.
You maybe have to get to testify. Somebody will be ready to call, press one on their dial and testify for us. Come on and
tell us his goodness. Tell us his goodness. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Tell us his goodness. Tell him his goodness. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Prophet, my testimony is being a single parent. You don't think, Lord, how in the world am I going to do this? You know, and I've seen God take care of us. I didn't know how. I didn't know how my money was going to stretch to cover the bills I had, but God has not allowed me to be kicked out. He has not allowed me to lack anything that I needed. Every need that I had, he has provided. And I remember him telling me, you know, don't go back, because I will make you a way. I thank God that he will. He is faithful to his word. We might not see him in the process doing it, but he will surely do it.
Yes,
so I thank God. I thank him. I thank him that he has been the lover of my soul. Even when I didn't love myself, Prophet, when I didn't think, when somebody might say, oh, you look good or you cute, but because I was so torn down in myself and where my life was that I couldn't even accept somebody giving me a compliment. So I thank God even for that. That now, you know, what I thank you, because I know it was nobody but him sending that word to me to encourage me, to let me know that he loves me and he sees what's in me. You know, as ladies, you know, we gain a couple pounds and we think, oh, God, you know, no. Man might look at that, but God says, I still love you. So
that's
I thank God for that. That he still loves me, and he's still working on me, and there's work to do, but I thank God that he didn't give up on me. You know, some people will give up and walk away and leave you, but not God. And I found him to be faithful. He's my friend. Lord God, I thank you. He's my mind regulator, Prophet, because my mind has been some places. But I thank God that he has kept my mind. I thank him, Lord. Ladies, hold on to God. I don't care what anybody might tell you. God is faithful. He is a faithful God. And he doesn't walk off and leave us. We can trust him. We can trust him. And that's my testimony, Prophet.
Amen. We got a call. Somebody can press one. Somebody got something to say. Amen. 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 Let's see who that is. Amen. Area code 985. Come on and tell us a testimony.
Tell of his goodness.
Hi, everyone. This is Margie Scott in Houma. And
how
are y'all doing? I just chimed in and I heard him say, "Is this a testimony time of what God has done in your life?" And God has done marvelous things in my life, but he's done them because he had to pull me. He had to pull me out of tradition, and he had to pull me out of self-awareness, because when I was in the corporate world, you always have to be mindful of what was going on. But God had to tell me that if you do what I say do, you will always be prosperous in the corporate world. And when I say that is, I was praying one night because I didn't have the gift of tongues, and I was in my house praying, and I said, well, Lord, I pray with that power that I'm reading, and his hand my mouth. His hand went over my face. And he said, because I needed a healing to know about it, and doctors had not seen. And when they saw it, one doctor sent me, I went to three doctors, but they all believed in faith and could not say it. But they said, collaborated with you for you before you got to the surgeon. And when the surgeon had to do the surgery on my sinus area, he said, how do you want me to do this? I said, how to pray about it. And he said that we can perform this surgery with the least amount of invasion. And I said, what does that mean? He said, because our normal routine would be to take the eye out. And I said, no way. This is not happening. God, I'm only going through this because you said I have to. But you said you've already healed me. And I want to tell you, I had the surgery. I never looked like I had surgery, but I had to stand 30 days, and when I went back, the doctor said, the nurse said, we thought something had happened to you because you didn't come back in 7 days. I said, they canceled it, but God didn't. I said, I did the surgery, so I'm going to finish the after cleanup, and when I went to them, it was done, and I say that because here, 8 years later, when I went for a review, he was showing it off, and he said, look, this surgery looked like I just did it. It's only because when God cleans us up, if we do what God says, we stay clean. We have to stay within his power to do what he wants to in and through us. And that was what I learned in my yielding. I wasn't perfect, but God said he had to clean me up. And if I follow his instructions, then I'm clean. But that also means that if he says speak, when he says speak, it heals someone else. It heals someone else. It could be physical, it could be spiritual, or emotional. I just have to speak through me. And I'm learning that now in this new change in me, he's always changing us and transforming us, that I've been being quiet more than I've been anything else. And that's because I'm waiting for him to use my mouth in a powerful way. Nothing
Amen.
That I say is of me, but it's of God. And that's what I'm having to learn in this patiently waiting. I'm patiently waiting for God to show me what my purpose is at this new level, at this
Amen.
New place. That I don't understand until he shows me. So I'm grateful that I'm hearing the testimonies, because I said, Lord, he said, you have one. He said, you yourself are a testimony. But it's because I had to let him rearrange my thinking, because I came from, like I said, old school. We didn't pray in tongues. We didn't believe in healing. We didn't We didn't teach it. We didn't train it. And I can't blame them. And now I am praying for them to see the same revelation. Mm. So they can have the same blessing that I have.
Amen. Amen. You know, I was just thinking about, you know, a lot of times people are being so traditionalized to where, therefore, they will miss what God is trying to do in this. You know.
Amen.
Yeah.
The
Amen.
Thing is, in
prophets,
you know, real,
I say, and they mess people up.
Yeah. Yeah. I was looking on the book. I just want to play this little song right here.
Jesus, there's just something about that name. Those of you that know it, you know what I'm talking about. I call him Master, Savior, Jesus. It's like the fragrance of God's rain. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim that kings, kings and kingdoms, they shall all pass away. Oh, but there's something. There's a something, I know that there's something, I can't explain it, but there's something, yeah, there's something about it, when I call him in the midnight hour, there's something about it.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory be to God. Who many saints died
Little
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
646-564-9881. 18. I'm sorry. Again, the number is area code 646-564-9818. Call in, press one, and we will light you up, amen, so somebody can hear about how God has brought you out. You and your children,
that's
you
right.
and your family, when the husband walked away, when the mama walked away. Hello, somebody. And somebody need to hear your testimony. When your
amen.
Mama didn't want
right.
to be bothered with you at the age of 15 years old, how you had to go out there and survive for yourself.
Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
My goodness.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell of his goodness.
God.
Tell of his goodness.
Yes,
how you
God.
Was
right.
And God healed you.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
Be
yes,
to God.
Lord.
How you was in an abusive relationship and God delivered you.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
When you didn't have enough money to buy a piece of bread with. Somebody need to know how you survived, how you made it over.
Hallelujah. Jesus, God did it.
How you got
nobody
laid off your child and God still able to pay your bills. Somebody
yes,
need to know
Jesus.
You can make it.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Somebody need to know you can make it. And if you if you are listening, amen, you are listening to some people that
Lord
are survivors.
Jesus.
When the economy went down, people are still surviving. And you
yes,
need to know that
yes.
you are a survivor. You got
yes.
to know that you are victorious in this season.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, God. Thank you, Jesus. I refuse to allow the devil to punk me out and get the victory over my life.
My Lord. My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for delivering me. I thank God for not only delivering me, but set me free.
That's right.
God cut the cord. I was cut from the umbilical cord of sin. Oh, my God. Somebody catch that at pillow talk tonight. I was cut from the umbilical cord, from the bound of Satan. I was on my way to a sleeping pit in hell. I had my bed made up for me, ready for me in hell. But God allowed Jesus to step up in my defense. Hello, somebody. God said, not now, hallelujah. Jesus said, not now, hallelujah. Grace and mercy said, just as you can't slime and gallop on him now. He got a work to do.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
I don't know. Say, hey, hey, y'all know, say God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody needs to hear you. Somebody needs to hear your testimony. How you made it over. I believe if Rosa Parks was here, she'd say, how I got over. This is how I made it over. I stood. In the midst of what they tried to make me do. Hello, somebody. We got to tell them. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, Pastor Sanders, as Margie said, and Sylvia and you, there's so many things God has brought me through. Since no one wants to testify, we can just tell them a little bit at a time. I remember in 2008, February, my job closed down, and 2 weeks later, they told me that my husband had 2 months to live. This was all in the same year. And I'm going, Lord, what am I going to do? How am I going to make it? This house is used to running off of two incomes. Now it's going to be down to unemployment because my job has closed down because of bankruptcy. I prayed and I asked God. I wasn't concerned about him leaving me. But what I wanted most of all, I knew that his soul was not completely right with God. And I prayed and I said, God, you did it for Hezekiah. And I know you'll do it for me. Don't let him leave here if it's his time until he has completely given his life to you. Let him make it right so that he can enter into heaven. Because it's not right that a sanctified wife holds me, go to hell. God did it.
That's
God honored my prayer. The doctors gave him 2 months, but God gave him 8 months. And a year after he passed, my house burned down. I had to go live with my daughter. dad got in the way because I'm used to being on my own, didn't want my children taking care of me. But it was a lesson learned in all of it. Everything that I went through in that 2-3 year period, it was a lesson learned to get me to where I am today in God. I didn't look at it as the enemy is that done did this or the enemy done did it. I looked at it as I'm on my way to my destiny. And it's a process. And when I first got with the ministry page and Prophet Shakespeare started teaching about there's a process that we must go through. Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's hard, but we got to eat it all and count it as good. That's what I did. I made it because I put my trust in Jesus and not in man. And everything that went wrong in my life, I just told God, I thank you. It got me closer to him. I got in my word more. I began to praise him more. And as I began to read the word, there was a word in there for everything I was going through that gave me strength to make it. How I made it through, because I began to lean, depend, and rely on and trust in Almighty God. And as my former pastor used to teach us when it came to love, God loves everybody, but he don't like everybody. I thank God that not only do he love me, but he likes me. And through it all, I went from loving him to liking him. We got a one-on-one with each other now. I'm in love with him, and he's in love with me. Your tribe is supposed to come to make you strong. And the stronger you get, the more of God's love begins to burn in you, and the more you want to be like him. But I ain't close as I want to be yet, because I can't get close enough to him. So, like, to the top of every trial I've been through, I give God praise, glory, and honor for, because it made me who I am, and it's making me even better to go on and be what God has called me and commissioned me to do.
Oh, my goodness. You know, Minister Bertha, you know what I thought about as you were speaking? I thought about Esther. I thought about Esther, all because Esther didn't let nothing stop her.
No, she didn't.
From going to see the king. She had her mind made up. So she said, if I perish, let me perish.
I perish.
But I'm going to see the king.
Hallelujah.
And that's how we got to be determined in these days of time. We cannot let the things of this world, the carnal things of this world, determine our relationship with God.
That's right.
Right.
We got to go tell somebody. We got
Hallelujah.
To go tell it. We got to let our voice be heard. We want to get selfish. We want to get caught up in our flesh, and we want to hold all it to ourselves. I ain't got to tell them that. And we got this mentality. If it ain't my kids, if it ain't my family, I ain't going to worry about it. No, the devil is a lie.
Amen.
As the Bible says, the devil's a lie with a bow tie on, walking backwards.
Amen.
And we got to tell somebody that Jesus loves us in spite of us, but they just don't like
right.
the sinful way.
That's right.
And a lot of people quote this scripture in the church house, but that scripture is not for us. It's for the non-believers. All have sinned and come short of his glory. Them sinners need to know God loves you in spite of you, but he hates your sinful ways. Because it's a singe in his nostrils.
Jesus.
So we got to, you know, and let me tell you this, and this is my testimony. I was messed up and jacked up when before I went to the church that I'm at now. I was messed up. I was
Jesus.
Jacked up. But the Lord allowed them people to love me right about my mess.
Amen.
They loved me right about my mess. It was the conviction. Oh, my goodness. It was the conviction that made me want it to live right.
That's right.
It was the conviction that made me want to get serious about God. There
Hallelujah.
Was one elder. His name was Elder Webb. Elder Webb, oh my goodness, that man preached, teached the off that pulpit, and every time he would preach and teach, that word would cut me asunder.
Right.
I can actually say today that I'm glad, and I thank God for Elder Webb. God bless his soul. I thank God.
Amen.
For speaking through that man.
Jesus.
We got to be determined in this season. We ain't going to let nobody silence us. Amen. So if y'all would just press one on your dial, amen, we would be glad to light you up like a Christmas tree, amen, and to let you tell your testimony. Because somebody needs to hear it. You holding somebody's breakthrough. You holding somebody's miracle, all because you don't want to press one and tell your testimony. How you are born again survivor. Amen. If it ain't number telling your testimony how God brought you out of sin, how he saved you.
Hallelujah.
And I thank God for saving me. I know it's some folks are glad God saved me, because I was a
mess. I know, that's right. I'm so glad he saved me.
My hand got a little sticky, amen. I would take stuff and steal, amen, but I thank God. Amen. I think this Elder Shatwan, amen. Let me see who this is. I think this Elder Shatwan. Praise the Lord. Erico 313.
Hello. How is everyone today?
Blessed.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Well, you know what? I do want to give my testimony. And I want to say that, you know, sometimes when we get saved and we walk with the Lord for a long time and, you know, we start trying to do things our way and we're trying to keep God in the mix and we start going down a path that he doesn't want us to go. And he wants us to bring us closer to him. And sometimes we have to go through some storms for him to bring us closer to him.
When
the storm starts, we're not sure where it's going to bring, because we believe we're already saved and believe in God and everything. And so he wants to take us to another level, but he's got to get our attention that we're not where he wants us to be. And so that's my testimony. Exactly, pretty much what happened to me is that he wanted me to go in a different direction, get closer to him. And it took time for him to tap me on the shoulder and send me through a few personal storms. And I had to understand that, yes, I was a Christian, and yes, I was kind and loving to people, but he wanted that to be deeper. He wanted that to be stronger. He wanted me to be closer to him. And it took all of that to get me to the point of where I am today. So I always like to say I'm the person that I when I was going through the storm, the person that I was going to on the other side of the storm, that's what the storm was about, to get me to be in the person. I just want to thank God, because sometimes when things happen, they happen for a reason.
That's right.
Amen. We thank God. Who's that called? Amen. Erico 313. What's your name?
Oh, I'm sorry, Prophet. It's Cynthia.
Oh, that's Cynthia. Okay. God bless you, Sister Cynthia. Amen. You know what? As you were talking, I heard this song right here. Sister Cynthia, I don't know if this was you, but it's for somebody. But when you was talking, I heard the song, so evidently it's for you and somebody else. Amen. Hold on. I got to play it.
Jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. Like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so.
I was listening to that song, and that's just how God, he loved us so much when we was unlovable. When we was just faithful, he yet loved us. He loved us. So and you know, and we don't even love a God for granted. You know, he loves us so much. He loves us so much to where, and he loves us so much to we give him back so little. We give God back so little. He give us so much. Hallelujah. And we are in a season. God allow us to see a new season. Amen. And we need to love on him more in this season than we did last season.
That's right.
We need to not be so carnal in this season, but be more spiritual-minded in this season.
Yes.
Amen.
Last season, we went through some stuff, and we saw some things, amen, that could have took us down. God allowed us to make it through this season. Amen. God is just so awesome. He's my everything. That's why I say God, he is my life. I was so caught up in it. Sounds so good. Give honor to God, who was the head of my life. But when I got saved, he was the head. But now the closer I got to him, as Minister Mother Bertha said, amen, he became my life. Why? All because I walk in him. I come to realize that I move and live in him.
He is the reason why
I live to worship him. We all say God, hallelujah. I live to do what God intended me to do. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, bless your name. Amen. We still got enough time, amen, for some more testimonies, amen. You more than welcome to call in at area code 646-564-9818. call in, press 1 on your dial, amen. And we'd be glad to light you up, amen. If you got any comments, amen. We'd be glad to hear your comments, amen. Because I know God is doing something for somebody out there, amen.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Jesus. Thank you, God. Ah, yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes,
I wish I was able to preach today, because you know I will preach a sermon.
Well,
what is
Prophet Sanders preach?
I will preach a word. What is? Hallelujah.
Preach.
And then she said, "What if God give up on me? Hallelujah. What if? What if God would just take
what
everything
if?
From me? What would I do? What if God would do this? What if God just don't want me to wake up in the morning? What if?" Hallelujah.
Well,
I got to testify. I got to tell the goodness of Jesus Christ, all because he's worthy of it.
Yes, he
Hallelujah.
Is.
Hallelujah. I told the people
what
on yesterday, I said, what if?
What
if?
What if?
God shut up the heavens. What if God silenced the prophets?
What
if God wouldn't give another word? What if God wouldn't give the preachers nothing? What if God would just stop saying anything again?
My God.
What if God is unhappy?
What if God is not pleased?
Hallelujah. What if God? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What if?
Seek
him. They said, seek him while he may be found. Call on him while he's near.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We can seek everything else. We can go around gospel, but we don't want to tell the gospel what God has done for us, what he brought us out of. We want to be quiet and shut up in ourselves, like the disciples did when Jesus died. They went in the home and they shut up in the house, let down the shades and locked the door when Jesus died. They should have been out testifying. I know him. Hey. Come on, say.
Jesus.
What if Jesus would have stopped dying? What if God had not sent his son down to die for? What if?
Oh, God, what if?
We always talk about WJD, but what if God?
Oh, my God.
Any situation that we get into, we should be like, what if?
What if?
If God had not allowed 9/11, what if God had not allowed it?
Jesus.
What if God had not allowed these storms to come?
Jesus.
Hello, somebody. Hold on. We got somebody calling in. Let's see who this is.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, Prophet. How are you this afternoon?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I won't complain. This is Terrell from Colorful, Maryland.
All right.
I wanted to call in. I don't have a testimony, but I wanted to call in and just say thank you for your ministry, and you all have really spoken and ministered to my soul. And you know, truly, I'm thanking God that even through my storm, that I'm still pushing forward and just looking forward to what God is going to do. And you know, even though that the enemy is trying to bring me down in my spirit, I still know that God has a plan and a purpose. So I'm pushing forward. And just looking forward to what God is going to do. So thank you all so much for ministering to me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you.
Lord God.
I just want to tell you this. Continue to look unto the hill from which cometh your help. One that all your help is coming from. Oh, my goodness. I heard the Spirit of God say, be not dismayed, for whatever betides you, God will take care of you.
Amen.
God is getting ready to meet the needs. I want to tell you this, man. I want to tell you this, bro. I want to tell you that I heard the Spirit of God said,
He's getting ready to meet every need. I'm the most. He's getting ready in this season, hallelujah, in this season, in the month of March, he has so set the Spirit of God. He's getting ready to meet the need.
Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
He is.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, shit.
Holy name.
Come on, Brother Burke, tell me what the Lord said.
Jesus.
Bertha?
Hallelujah. Yes, Prophet.
Hallelujah.
Come on and tell me what the Lord said.
Brother, is this Terrell?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
I said, don't be weary and well doing, because if you say not, you will receive a crown of life. And that's not meaning when you get to heaven, that's right here on earth. If you just wait patiently on God, God says everything he promised you is going to manifest. But God wants you to walk in patience. Faith work is patience. Increase your faith. How do you increase your faith? Get into your word more. Spend more time with the Lord. If you just make it, if it's just 10 minutes a day, increase it to 30. But give more of your time to God throughout the week. And God said when you begin to do that, then you're going to see him work. You're going to see him work, and you're not even going to know that what was troubling you and the issues that was in your way, he's already moved it. All you're going to look up and know is, I did it. Your testimony is coming, and it's coming sooner than you think. God says he needs you to be more faithful to him and stop putting everything else before him. We prioritize your time. Give him your time first. Says the Lord. God has a work for you. God has a great ministry for you, Terrell. But you've got to be rooted, grounded, and wrapped up in his love. He's got to come first. He can't be on the back burner. He's got to come first. We prioritize your time. You and your wife begin to pray more together and read the word of God more together, because your ministry is together. It's a oneness in you too. And God is fixing to manifest that oneness into what he wants it to be. Not what man wants, but what he wants. Because your ministry is for young couples. For the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, glory to God.
Lord. I just want to remind you to hold on. Hold on in this season. Hold on.
Praise Lord.
Hold on. The sun is getting ready to shine on you.
Thank you, Lord.
The sun is getting ready to shine. And I just want you to just continue to keep saying this. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Jesus. Amen. Yes.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to
God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Folks, don't want to press one. Mother Bertha, it's fine with her. Because see, guess what? There is a word from the Lord. Amen.
What is
that?
Feel the word.
I feel the Holy Ghost moving down my ear.
Yes,
Lord. I feel it. And I'm not feeling it. Thank you, Jesus. See, what is?
What is?
What is? What is?
What is? What is?
Somebody needs to take that down. What is? What if God stop moving? What if God stop moving? What if God stop answering prayer?
Glory to God. Glory to
God. I'll show you. Oh God. What if God stop answering prayer? What if God stop delivering? What if God stop healing? What if God stop blessing? What if
Jesus?
I
The oldest, the young one, Joshua Taylor, bought him to what if? Joshua and Caleb had brought back the same report. What if Noah had to build the ark? Oh, Jesus.
That's something to think about. That's something to think about. That's something really to think about.
What if? My God.
I don't know where I possibly is, amen, but I just want to tell him what is.
Oh, my God.
What is? You know I just have to think about what if God takes away his breath at one time?
Oh, God.
What if he take away gravity?
We wouldn't be here, Pastor, because he is there that we breathe.
Amen. Yes, he is.
Every breath we take is his holy presence living inside of us. So if he took it, we all drop.
Amen. Yes, we would.
Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. My God.
Sweet. My God.
That's all I can say. What if,
Jesus?
What if God just stopped speaking? What if
the sun refused to shine every morning?
What if he stopped answering our prayers?
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Ooh,
what if he stop healing people? What if?
Jesus.
That's something to think about.
Yes, what if he stopped the miracles, the signs, and the wonders? What if he stopped the sun from rising every morning? There can be no daylight. Jesus. What if he stopped the rivers from flowing? There would be no water.
My God.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
There's to be something to think about the rest of this week. What if?
Amen.
What if? Thank God that he loved us.
What if God stopped giving apostle good word and good teaching to give us? What if?
We'd be lost.
What would we do?
We perish for the lack of knowledge. Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
My God.
Oh, my God.
I thank God. That man is not like God.
Yes,
God. Oh, Jesus.
Glad that man ain't got the power to say if I should live or die.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm glad that man ain't got the power to say if I should eat or not eat. Hallelujah.
Come on now. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I'm glad about it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad.
Thank God for the Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what? Elder Burke, I just heard this song. It's by the grace of the Lord, I'll
come a long way.
Yes, Lord, I have. By his grace, I come a long way.
Of the
Jesus.
Lord, I've come a long way.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the prophet said, "I've come a long way." And oh, how wonderful. Oh, how marvelous. It is just the hand of Jesus living within me. Oh, Jesus. Oh, how wonderful. Oh, how wonderful it is. Because there's nothing like the presence of God moving on the inside. They let you know he's alive and well, isn't it? Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
yes. Oh, Jesus. I'm just trying to say that I'm putting up with that what if. That what if I hear it in my spirit. It's going to take your mind back. What if we had to do what they did in the Old Testament? We had to live up under with the 10 plagues going on that God sent against Pharaoh and Egypt. What if we had to live in that time? What if all of our firstborn had to be killed? What if? But we can't testify about the God that we say we love.
Woo,
my Jesus.
You know what? Elder Burke, you know what? I think about this. If we don't ever go through a test and a trial, if you always got good and never bad, you ought to take your relationship with God.
And I want to thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I thank God for every test. I thank God for every trial. I thank God for every bad thing that happened. And I thank God for the good that happened.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I thank God.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
If I can never go through none, I don't know if he can bring me out. I know him as a healer, and I know him as a deliverer. I know him as a mind regulator. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Oh, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
That's right.
This may be your last opportunity. So bless the Spirit of God. But one thing I come to realize, I don't mind pumping and priming folks. I don't mind. I don't mind cheerleading for God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because when I was out there in the world, I made sure I gave the devil everything. I gave him real good service. And when the God allowed me. Hallelujah. He allowed me to make up my mind I want to live right. What if God didn't even give us that chance? What if he did us like he did Pharaoh? Heart in his heart.
Jesus.
What if God
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I thank God. I thank
Glory to the Lamb.
Oh, my God. There is a remnant that has not bowed to the devil.
Ha, glory to God.
And there's some folks still crying out.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Your grace and mercy brought us through, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name, Lord. Bless your holy name.
I thank God for Apostle. I don't know about what Apostle Shakespeare did, but I just thank God for that man of God's life. I thank God for that name.
Yes.
I thank God for everything that man of God has went through. I thank God for a while because the anointing that sets in that man's belly. Oh, by Sekiano.
Thank you, Jesus.
The anointing that rests upon that man of God's life caused demons to tremble.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
I don't know if Pastor Shatwan is online. Amen. I know she got a testimony.
Glory to your name.
I'm on, Prophet.
Come on,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Good morning. Good afternoon, PSMI. Good afternoon, Prophet. Good afternoon, Elder. I thank God. I've been listening in. I've been on mute because I've been running some errands. But let me tell you something. God is sure enough good.
Amen.
In spite of what we do, he's still good to us. Even when we didn't love ourselves and we didn't love him, God still loved us right where we was.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, I got a testimony. And my testimony, you know, last week, my son had to go to court, and I asked you all for prayer. Thank you all for that prayer. This was supposed to be his last court date, and he was supposed to get off probation. So when we got into the courthouse, we got there at 8:30. They didn't call us in until 12 o'clock. And when they called us in about 11:45 to see the lawyer before we went in, they told us about another case that they had gave him. And I was saying, they were saying the only thing he had to do was plead guilty to the case. And the case said that he had been in a fight and broke somebody's jaw. And I know for a fact at that time he was at home when they said he did it. So he said, okay, I just want to plead guilty. I want to pay the $75 fine. It will be closed in his juvenile file. Nobody will be able to see it, and everything will be done so he can get off probation. But there are some fees that we still have to pay. So I was like, okay. So when we get to the judge told us, you know, he pled guilty, all of this. And then the lawyer told us he had to go and be booked at the sheriff's office, booked and fingerprinted for the case. And I said, okay, Lord. My blood pressure started going up. You know, when you're a mama, you know, you don't want to hear your child got to be booked and fingerprinted. But
amen.
I just thank God. I took him over there. He got booked. He got processed in. I told him I'd be back to get him. And I went to take Reggie to work. Well, in taking Reggie to work, my car stopped. And I'm a nonchalant person, actually. You know, if I can't do nothing about it, it's a well to me. But that day was the day that I was tested. So I got the car started. I went to AutoZone. I asked them, could somebody help me? There wasn't nobody there to help me, so I couldn't start my car back up. So I was sitting in the car, and all of a sudden I had a breakdown. And I just began to cry. And my cousin called, and she was like, what's wrong? And, you know, I said, nothing. So I told her what was wrong. She sent one of her coworkers up to get me. I got her car. I went to go pick up my son from the sheriff's department, came back, went back up there. I fixed my own car, y'all. Let me tell you something. God is good, because when you're a single mother and a single woman, you need to know how to do these things.
Amen.
Appliance, and I put them cables on that battery. I tightened it up, and it started up. And I went on and did what I had to do. But I just thank God, even in the meltdown, I still didn't give place to the enemy. Sometimes you got to release all this stuff that's pent up in you. And God began to comfort me on Psalms 27:1, except the Lord build the house, they that labor, in vain. And the question was, who is building this house? Is it me building my own house, or is it God building my house? And I had to self-examine myself to see, am I the one that's building my house? Because, see, when I build my house, things, when the storm comes, I break. I can't stand in the storm. But then, you know, if you had talked to me about a year ago, it would have been me building my own house. But over time, I'm learning that God is building this house right here. Because even though I had a slight meltdown, the house didn't fall. The foundation was built, and it was built solid because I was able to stand, regroup, get myself together, and hear what God is saying to me. So I'm learning that I have to allow God to build this house, because when he builds this house, he uses the best material. He uses the Holy Ghost. He uses the tongue. He uses your spirit. He imparts in us. You know, when he uses the best material to build the foundation and the walls, the vision and the dreams that he gives us, you know what I'm saying? The prayers that we pray, the word that he imparts in us, and all of this is for the making and the building of his kingdom. But if he ain't got no strong homes, if he ain't got no reinforced homes with him being the builder, then we can't build his kingdom. And I just thank God, you know, and I just went through a thing because even after that, Friday night, my son went out, and he came back in, and he had been drinking, you know. And I, you know, our children, they do what they do. They get 19 and 20, and they do what they do. But I usually go back to sleep when he come in. But I got up out of my bed at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I couldn't talk to him as his mother, but I had to come to him as the preacher and let him know, this day you need to choose who you're going to serve. You know, because when your child comes in telling you, if anything happened to me and I'm not here anymore, this, that, and the other, I said, hold on, The enemy ain't coming in like this in my home. I have let him come in too many times, but this one day and this one time, you will not come in my house and try to take my children. And I began, I had to minister to him from the pastor, from the preacher side, you know what I'm saying, not from the mama side, because the mama want to reach out and hug him and tell him everything going to be okay. But coming from the minister side, I can't tell you everything going to be okay. Because if you don't choose the right path and if you don't choose God, it ain't going to be all right. Because your soul is going to be damned to eternity. And I'm telling you, I began to go in warfare and I began to pray over him and pour the oil over him. And I told him, open your mouth. And I poured the oil in his mouth. Because whatever's down on the inside, it's going to come up and it's going to come out. With that oil. It's going to come out with the word of God. We're going to get this out of you because you're going to serve the Lord. You got a mission. God has given you an assignment. He's called you to preach the word of God, and you will not abort that mission. I will not let it be aborted, and you will not leave this side until you do what God has told you to do. And when he calls you home to say, good and perfect, well done, thy servant, then I'm okay with that. But I'm not burying any of my children because that's not the order that God has.
Amen.
So I can thank God that he, you know, I was in a place where God would place me to be obedient and hear from him because he's building a house. And he put that song in me, just another day. And I'm telling you,
that
the Lord has kept us. Just another day. Come on now.
Amen.
We got to go back to the old songs that mean something when you sing them, and it carries the power and the anointing of God. And you got to walk around and sing them songs in your house and let the anointing flow and let the power flow and let the blood cover everything in your house. Amen.
That's right.
So I thank God. I'm not where I was last week. I know for a sure thing that God has taken me to a different place on this week than I was last week.
Hallelujah.
And
bless your name.
Testimony for the day.
Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name.
I wish Apostle had some dance music on here, because I would play some praise break.
Jesus, hallelujah. What if you had obeyed?
Thank you, Lord.
What if? You had to obey. God, thank you for
oh, yes, God. Hallelujah.
You can't nobody do you like the Lord. Can't nobody do you like the Lord.
Oh, no. Can't nobody do you like him.
Oh, yes,
Lord. Jesus, if you listen, you tune it in, you still got time to call in. You still got time to press one while the blood is running warm in your veins. You still got the nerve. You still got a chance to call in. Area code 646-564-9818 and press one on your dial and tell God about
Jesus.
Somebody know that God is yet still able. And so why we praise God for you. We thank God for the anointing that rests upon your life. Because, see, you know the devil is mad at you.
Jesus.
You know the devil is mad at you. And you got to stand your ground.
Let me tell you. I know that God specializes. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
I know the devil is alive. This is more the reason why believers and the saints should testify. All because God allowed us to experience stuff that other people have in their life about. That other people have committed suicide on. All because of the pressure. They couldn't handle the news. All because we are king's kids trying to build the kingdom of God. We are going into the trenches. We're going into the we're going into the hospital. We're going into the prison. And we're declaring war on the enemy. And God allow us to come out like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He allow us to come out of the fire without no smoke.
Come on, don't even smell like smoke.
He allowed all the other folk around us to die off all because they had a stiff neck and rebellious spirit. But God, even though you had a stiff neck and rebellious spirit, he showed you favor. He saw the outcome. He said, I know she's going to be faithful. I know he's going to be faithful. Let me allow her to live just a little while longer. That's why I say he's a God of another chance. What if God allows the chances to just run out? What if he allows grace and mercy to slip back on our behalf and allow the devil to just take us over? What if God allows judgment to come up on us? What if God allows demons to rule and rest upon our lives? All because of grace and mercy. All because love and compassion that God has for his people. We want to keep our testimony to ourselves. I understand this over the phone. I understand this on the radio. But you still should tell somebody. Because somebody yet still browsing on by. And they hear the people of God prevailing and praying on all of us. Shia.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
the Most High.
Hallelujah.
Taking authority over the enemy. Telling him he is a liar. I'm decree and declare in the name of Jesus, Sylvia, that everything's going to be all right.
It's already all right. Come on now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you like the Lord? Hallelujah. You can just kind of know. There ain't nobody like the Lord. Hallelujah. Like King Jesus, the Son of the Living God.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
God is a good God.
Bless your name. Hallelujah.
Counted an honor and a privilege for a man like Apostle
Shakespeare to allow somebody like me to come in and to step in on his behalf and to co-host with him. I thank God for Apostle Shakespeare. Amen. I thank God for his life. I thank God for his ministry.
Amen.
I thank God for everybody that I have met through Apostle Shakespeare. Amen. And I don't take this lightly, guys, women of God and men of God. I don't take this lightly to come on and do something that I'm not even qualified doing, but through God and through Jesus Christ, I'm qualified. Amen. So I just thank God for favor in this season. Amen. I thank God for the intercessors. Thank God for Sylvia, Bertha, Shatwan, and all the other intercessors that called in. Amen. We thank God for the young man that called in. Amen. We thank God for each and every last one of you all. Amen. For making this show a successful show on today. Amen. And I just thank God. Amen.
Bless you, God.
I wrote you.
Amen.
Thank God, Bertha. That word just stuck in my soul.
Yes, Lord, Father, as you have preached today, I must say, I thank God for the word that he placed in you. What if? Because I'm telling you, I'm back now. I had to just leave because I just didn't want to holler out over everybody. But I had to go off into another room because that word was food to my soul. And it just ignited something in me. What if? And then I began to take it personal. What if I hadn't accepted the call God has on my life? What if? I didn't accept being the intercessor that he called me to be. What if I hadn't been the worshiper that he anointed? What if? What would my life be? I took it personal then. What would I be if I hadn't answered to the clarion call of God? What if I hadn't said no? I thank God for that word he sent through you. I mean, I'm telling you, it's burning in. It's burning within. Yes, it is. Lord Jesus.
It looks like we got some folk calling in here. Let's see what's going on.
Thank you, Lord.
Right here. This is Eric Cole 685. Amen. Eric Cole 685-868. Eric Cole 685. Hello?
Oh, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. I guess when they're ready, they'll tune back in. Amen. But I really and truly thank God. Amen. Let me see what error code is this. Oh, hold on. Error code 662.
Hey,
Sharae.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Thank you, Ray.
Dad and Prophet in his absence. I was calling in because, you know, we back at the hospital, but I still give God all the honor and glory. And I was just calling because I had hit one before, but it never did, you know, show up. So I kept trying because after getting up every morning, we all have a testimony every day. So that's why I be up so early. Thank you, praising God for another day. So I was just calling to say that I just thank God for who he is in my life and for each of you again on this day. And at the same time, you know, Santina did get sick Sunday night after church. We were the two poles, and I could look at her and tell that, you know, she wasn't feeling well, and we have a blood pressure monitor at home. So about 9 o'clock, she come in, and she told me that she was starting to have a headache. So I checked the pressure. It was 177 over maybe 130 something. I can't remember the exact numbers. So she took a clonidine pill, and it took it down a little or whatever, but, you know, we have to get up that morning and go back. So I said, well, okay. When we came to the clinic, it still was running that high. And so they told us that they can't send us back home. But everything else that you and Father Shakespeare prayed for on last Tuesday when they released her was in line and in order. So I thank God. But, you know, when they tested pressure, they told us that they were going to have to admit her because they didn't want her to have a seizure or a stroke. So we had to sit there for a while before they could put us in a room. So I always cut the light off, go in the bathroom and pray, and, you know, she was sitting over there on the table laying there. She didn't cry this time. She just prayed and was listening to music. She was singing, and I said, Lord, I thank you. But, you know, her pressure started going down immediately after they gave her the pill, and we started praying to God. So by the time we got over in the hospital, her pressure was where it could be for them to send us home. But they kept her because they don't know why it went up. So I just thank God for who he is today. And I do believe when me and her got together, cried out to God and prayed to him and saw worship music, God heard us, and he took that pressure down to where it needed to be. So right now today, the doctor came in this morning. He said he was going to check two more blood pressures. If they do, they're going to let him go back to Mississippi. Those blood pressure was awesome. So I thank God for who he is. I do, you know, like you said, everybody have a testimony every day. So I just always want God to know that I appreciate him. Everything we do and everything I go through, I'm grateful for it. I just ask God to give me strength to get through it because at some point we're going to go through. God, give me strength to get through mine because one day I'll be able to help somebody that done went through what I have went through. So I'm just grateful on today, and I thank God for each and every one of you.
Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. And we still expecting God to give a miracle. Amen.
Amen.
You believe in God. Amen. Let's take this one more caller real quick. Eric Cole 985. Your mic is hot.
Hi, Prophet Darrell. I just wanted to say that word lit me up. I dropped out for a minute, couldn't get back in, but God allowed me to just get in and say, what if I had not obeyed him?
Come on.
What if?
Bless you, God.
What if I? Where would I be? It lit me up. Dropped me off the line so I could just scream and holler in the house and reminded me, what if you had not obeyed? Where would you be?
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus. Yes.
What if?
It is a reawakening for all of us. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is, Bertha. It's a reawakening for all of us. What if?
Yes, it is.
He's faithful.
What if?
They're not so faithful.
What if? Jesus.
That's all he told me. What if you had not?
What if?
That's something to think about.
Yes, it is. Glory to God. What if?
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, today has been an awesome testimony Tuesday. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I felt like I'd have been to church already.
Hallelujah.
You know, the testimony make me want to run on anyhow.
All right, man.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Make me want to run on. I'm telling you, when you hear some good, fiery testimonies, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, I got testimony. This young man last Sunday before last, this young man had got shot 6 times in his chest.
Wow.
Do you know that young man came to church and was testifying?
Hallelujah.
He had his life. He was walking around. They said he ain't paralyzed. Amen. He said, oh, Lord, he's back up. He's still a miracle. He's still working miracles. That young man was in church. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't believe it. We was praying for the young man. They said it wasn't looking good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that young man was in church. And he got up and testified and told our church up.
Jesus.
And he was nothing but 16 years old.
Oh, my God. Jesus,
how many of you know that if that was, he's supposed to be dead.
Yes.
But God,
nobody
else. Oh, Jesus. What if?
What if? What if? What if? What if?
Lord, have mercy. Jesus. What? Y'all? He got shot around Christmas time.
Oh, my Lord.
Jesus. He got shot around Christmas. His mama wasn't supposed to have no Christmas. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. It was Thanksgiving time he got shot. It was around Thanksgiving time. His mother wasn't supposed to be having no Thanksgiving dinner. She's supposed to have been burying her son.
My Jesus.
God, check you.
Thank God. Thank God.
My God.
Thank you for your blood covering him, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, no
God. Hallelujah. And he came to church and testified about it. We need to be up on our feet of any number. Lord, I thank you for life, health, and strength.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you for the breath that you allow me to borrow.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm borrowing his health. I love somebody. I'm borrowing it. He loaned it to me. And since he loaned it to me, I'm going to use it for his glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good to be here.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Lord. So good to be alive. Thank you, Jesus.
I just thank God. I thank God for all these wonderful testimonies. Oh, my goodness.
Jesus.
Ain't nobody do it like God. Amen. Ain't nobody do you like Jesus.
Nobody. Hallelujah, Lord.
Jesus. Amen. We running out of time. Amen. I thank God for you all. Amen. Post up on the page to let Apostle know that we had a successful show. Amen. Let Apostle know that if you enjoyed the show, let him know. If you didn't enjoy the show, let him know. Amen. And I thank God for you all for calling in. Thank God for all the testimonies. Guess what, y'all? Prophet Durham love y'all from the innermost part, from the bottom of his heart. He love you all. And as Apostle would say, I hope you have a blessed and powerful day, that you would let this day be empowered to encourage somebody. Let this be a day that you will encourage somebody to live and not die, and make sure that you tell somebody that you love them with the love of Christ and continue to know that God has made you brand new. God bless
Amen.
You.
We
Amen.
Love you too, Prophet Darryl. Love you, daughters.
Hallelujah.
Love you.
Amen.
Amen.